This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
0-2 taking on the Pacers in Indiana, and then OKC travels to Denver. That's a late game tonight. Mike asked me, he said, hey, is the Knicks tonight? And we were like, we both thought that was tonight. It's tomorrow.
Saturday at the Garden. Yeah.
3:30, man. And look, Boston loses tomorrow, it's a wrap. Forget about it.
Well, it's funny because Vegas, we said this the other day, they keep making Boston the big favorite. They're doing it again for game three.
They are.
Everyone thought, you know, and it's funny because Boston, well, they were, and they got the beat down again, and they blew it the same way. Reliance on the threes, couldn't hit anything, 10 of 40, and they were 10.5-point favorites. Conversely, was it Oklahoma City? They dropped the hammer. They were 10.5-point favorites, and they did what they're supposed to do. So as we said yesterday, I just don't know if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're going to say, all right, guys, you know how we've been taking all those trees? If you're not hitting them, we're going to stop taking those trees. And now we're going to work on intermediate jump shots. We're also going to get a time machine, and you're all going to grow up in Europe. So now you're going to make those shots. So, no, it's just it's kind of like, look, either they make the three because the coach – and I know he's been getting crushed up in Boston. We were talking to our good friend Fred Tucher the other day off the air.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, like, what are you doing? How do you not see what everyone in the basketball world is seeing? You've got to be able to pivot. And then a lot of this goes back to how you started the conversation earlier in the week. Jason Tatum, you're the star of this team. You know, is no one going to have, like, a reality check at some point in a timeout about how this thing is going down the tubes?
Yeah, look, he's talented. There's no debating that. I've always questioned the toughness aspect of the team. And your team is only as tough as your leader. Mike, when you've watched this Celtic City doc that we've been watching, and you watch when they put their big three together, which was Paul Pierce, right?
Right.
And Ray Allen and KG. Guys, the culture changed when KG got there. Everybody talks about Paul Pierce.
But
he was an amazing player. But the culture changed with KG. The toughness changed with KG. I'm simply saying, like, Jaylen Brown brings that element. But I just don't know the considered best player on their team, which is Tatum. And I've said, I think it's Jaylen. That's just me. But I don't know. Mentally, Mike, sometimes it's like he's scatterbrained. And to be as good as he is, you can't have these lapses, these flaws where you're just so much better than the other team, and then it just falls apart.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, watching that documentary, the mental toughness of all those guys, going all the way back to Cousy and Russell.
There's something to be said
about
it.
Through Hondo, the whole thing. And it's like, now you get, and again, yes, are you going to make that typical OG reference that this generation is soft? Yes. But then conversely, that Knicks team is not.
But that's Thibodeau and that's, the kind of players they've acquired.
That's the kind of toughness that, you know, that mental toughness. And look, say what you want. Brunson, he makes things happen. I mean, look, I know we had the debate a couple years ago about him versus Trey. Well, right now it's not really a conversation, is it?
No, he's legit, man. I mean, he's as good as they get. And speaking of tough, he's also tough. So, and I'm not saying our guy isn't, but you're right, Mike. All the questions have been answered.
But Trey's never had even close to even the supporting cast the Knicks are rolling with right now.
No, not at all. All right, we'll see what happens in those NBA playoffs. Today, Falcons rookies were on the field. I was up there checking things out, Mike. I want you to hear Raheem Morris talk about the pressure to get more sacks, because you don't think he hears us? You don't think he hears when we talk to him every week? Like, well, coach, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? They heard all of that, guys. And he says, we had to do what we had to do.
And that's got to change. And the only way you can change that is to change that. And that was a part of the process, very intentional, going out and trying to fix the edge room. And it's very intentional to go out and fix our rush to find, you know, another Terryism to find pressure players. And it was very intentional to be able to do that, and we was able to do that in the first round with those two guys that we were to add there, to be able to get those guys going, to be able to add Leonard Floyd within free agency, to be able to do some things there, to add three guys that were not here last year that you expect to have significant roles in your pass rush and your pressure players.
Pressure players. He said that's a Terry phrase, and they needed to fix the edge room. Okay, let me say this. Seeing Jalen and James on the field together, Mike, I'm sitting there and I'm going, are they going to push each other? Are they going to look at each other and go, I'm going to be better than you, and I'm going to get more sacks than you this game, and I'm going to get more pressures than you? And I only say that in a good way, Mike. Will they do that for each other?
A kind of competition. And, I get this from – again, I know people get mad at us because it's just we've had a small sample size. We're getting a chance to meet James. He's a different kind of energy. So I'm not sure what pushes the buttons. That was the debate and why his draft stock was where it was and why some folks felt it was a reach. Is he a self-starter? Is he a guy that is self-motivated? You know, and I hate to get back to, because you know, it could be in some cases, guys, just one general manager and some guy in the media gets it and that becomes, that's now the determining factor for James Pierce Jr. He doesn't love the game. Maybe he does. He just misunderstood. Maybe how he expresses it is different than other guys. But we know he's got the speed and the height more so than the guys that we passed on that I was interested in, the Mike Greens of the world.
Yep.
But this guy is certainly from a physical tool standpoint, you're right. And then, you know, how does Ulbrich? I've always thought, you know, Ulbrich maybe over his skis as a head coach when he was pressing a service when Saleh got fired with the Jets. But I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's got a good staff. You got Leonard Floyd. Now, I don't know if Leonard Floyd came in here to mentor someone or just came in here to get sacks.
No, he can play.
But if Leonard Floyd is interested in helping the young guys, then that's a bonus too.
Yeah. Look, you know I was in my bag because of what happened with last year when they signed Leonard Floyd. But Floyd...
Judon.
Judon. But when they signed Floyd, I was still like, why are we doing this?
Right.
Floyd, to me, is at a much better place than where Judon was when he got here. Now, he's got to show us that. But, Mike, I don't think the mentor thing... I think he's coming in here... Guys, I wouldn't be surprised if Leonard Floyd gets his 8 sacks. I'm just saying. Like, that's not going to surprise me at all. But this whole... These young guys and fixing the edge room, the only way we thrive is if they push each other. That's it. It can't be that Jalen's so much better than James, and we go, oh, we're good to go. And it can't be the other way, where James is so much better than Jalen. They got to push each other. And so I'm watching them, you know, do drills today, Mike, and I'm like, if that happens, watch out. Because that makes them each one of them hungrier. And now all of a sudden, Mike, that's when you get the tandem, and you start getting the nicknames, and you start making the highlight packages. And that's when people start getting the notoriety that they deserve that we haven't had on this defense.
Right. Now, the good news is, over the years with our defense, we had a lot of guys. At some points, it was because of the salary cap. Remember, we had Dean Pease was the coach?
Yes.
And so we were basically making lemonade out of lemons, and we actually kind of did a decent job. Now, you could argue, as we're starting to put this the commitment to defense into place and guys stay healthy, now all of a sudden we got depth, too. So, I mean, I have no idea what Braylon Trice is going to be. Unfortunately for him, he's looking up now at Jalen Walker on the depth chart and amongst others. But there's a lot of guys now in place, at least in the edge and the outside linebacker. I'm still a little more concerned about the defensive tackle, but you're cool with it, right?
Yeah. No, I am. Look, we got to see it, Mike. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I wish it was July right now. I know you guys don't, but that means football's right around the corner. I wish it was, because then we could see a little bit more of, you know, again, vets weren't there today. Vets will be there at the end of the month. We'll get a chance to see that. But yeah, man, look, I just feel like, again, we have upgraded our defensive prowess. Does it mean we're going to be the best defense in the league? I don't know that. But we have better playmakers, more speed, and more versatility than we've had probably, Mike, since the 17 defense was here. And that when I say versatility, guys, I'm talking about guys that you can move around and do all these different things with. And again, yes, Jalen's going to start on the edge. But don't be surprised, like on third and long, man, he's lined up over the center. And you're like, what are they doing? You know, you can use him in so many ways, and maybe he drops back into coverage because he can do that, or maybe he's getting after it. It's just like we don't know with all these surprises that you could only do so many things with the kind of personnel you had in the last few years.
Now, again, we always get into the, you know, a 4-3 and a 3-4. The 17, for guys who remember, that was the second year of the young guns that got all drafted in 16. And unfortunately, Sarkisian, we always talk about it, he just wasn't as comfortable, just didn't have, Shanahan was a genius. He knew when to go with Freeman. He knew when to go with, who was our other guy? It was
Coleman.
Coleman, that's right. I was going to say the other name. We used to always get the name wrong, the singer.
Oh, Tevin Coleman.
The other guy.
Yeah.
But he always knew the hot hand. He always knew how to, you know, unique plays. Remember, they had Wild Sanu and things like that, in addition to getting Julio. But the defense, real quick, just listen to the depth on this. Brooks Reed, underrated outside linebacker, former Texan. He was good. Don Terry Poe, always solid piece. Grady Jarrett, the underrated Adrian Claiborne. Vic Beasley was still pretty good back then. I know we always kind of joke. He's the punchline to a joke. Devondre Campbell, Debo. I mean, it's some good pieces. Up the backups. Courtney Upshaw. I mean, these are some dudes. So this is why, you know, you look at, like, the makeup. You don't think about it, but the rotation. Now when we rotate guys, I got to be honest. There's times the last few years I'm like, we're rotating a nobody for a nobody.
That's right.
And
that's
hopefully
right.
That changes this year.
I totally agree. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I might put him up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell and the station at 929 The Game, guys. Hey, plenty more to get to. Guy Talk a little bit early today, 4:20, because we got Steve Koonin coming up at 4:40. Also, we'll get in Grant McCauley next hour, and I'll let you hear what I think the most important thing said today up at Flowery Branch, coming up at 5 o'clock. You do not want to miss it.
Yeah, man. Again, guys, we appreciate your patience. A couple guys hit us up on social media. We're supposed to be at Twin Peaks today in Buckhead. I know that you hear the promos and you go down there and you're like, where is Dukes and Bell at, man? But it wasn't anything that Twin Peaks, we had some technical issues with our gear, so we got to get that straightened away. So we had to race back. We'll tell you about the race back to the studio coming up in Guy Talk.
Yeah, man. And by the way, speaking of race backs, so there was some kind of wreck. Mike, you know that overpass to get on 85 as you're coming off of 285 to get on 85? Over the Doraville area?
Yep.
So something was happening this morning, and literally traffic is backed up. So, you know, I pull my best Mike Bell. I'm just going to go another way. So I literally get back on 285, and I go, and I exit, like, you know, 2 miles down. And, you know, my ways and directions has got me going through neighborhoods and all this stuff. Who set the light, all right, at Old Tucker Road, old Norcross, whatever? Who set the light? I sat at this light, Mike, for 25 minutes, and I'm not lying. It was like, the light is green. One car, two car, light's red. Okay, that's a joke, right? Light is green. One car, two cars, light's red. I could not believe. Who sets these lights?
The sequence. That's the thing. That's why, you know, you're not supposed to speed kids, but sometimes, you know, if you're going 60 to 40, you will get all the greens.
Oh.
But getting back to that one, yeah, there is a sequence thing which does drive you crazy because it's based on the volume. That's why you see those little metal strips, and sometimes they'll put those little red, they'll put those little pieces of rubber across.
Well, they got this one wrong.
And so somebody's got to go back and work the numbers on this. And, you know, Day-Day started this. We'll continue what grinds my gears with some Guy Talk coming up next because we came across it last night. Getting out of this building, I got to tell you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I want to talk about me being a race car in the red.
Oh, I flew out. What happened?
Different exit strategies to be continued. We'll explain all this, and also I've got
Can we get the lights reset, please?
Well, that gets back to us, DeKalb County, then, right?
Yes, it was awful. DeKalb, I'm not even going to lie to you.
Get your sequence right.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space, Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.